Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. After the loud voice came, after the lightning flashed, Percy sat up in the bed in a hurry. There was no storm or a monster. He could see the sunlight coming inside his room through his open window. Then for a moment he thought he saw a shadow crossing, and it was in a human form. But suddenly his mom knocked on the door and called Percy and told him that if he won't hurry up, he's gonna be late. And suddenly the shadow disappeared. It must have been Percy's imagination, because he was in a fifth floor apartment and no one could reach there. His mother was very excited. This was the last day of Percy's school, and this was the pretty much first time Percy was completing his school. Percy said he'll come downstairs, and before he went down, he searched underneath his pillow and reached for Riptide. He always felt comfortable sleeping with that sword because that keeps him safe. He was about to uncap the pen, which would turn into the sword, but something stopped him. His mother had said that not to use any lethal weapons inside the apartment after Percy had used a javelin in the wrong way and destroyed Sally Jackson's new set of china cabinet. So he put Riptide in his nightstand and dragged himself out of his bed. Then after getting up, he dressed as quickly as he could, but he kept on thinking about Grover, his dream, the monster, and the anonymous shadow. Something was not right. And Grover muttering, have to get away, have to warn them. What did these mean? Percy was left very much confused. Then Percy made a strange gesture. He clawed his three fingers around his heart and pushed it outwards. That was something Grover had taught him to ward off evil. He thought the dream could not have been real, and his buddy Grover was safe. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.